This 2010 cable, it's aptly titled, When the Chickens Come Home to Roost, and you'll find out why right now. The Syrian government approaches Islamist prisoners at the Sinjar military prison. They say to them, we will release you, train you, provided you go and fight Americans in neighboring Iraq. Many of the prisoners oblige, off they go. Now, this is according to the U.S. government's sensitive reporting, human rights activists, three former prison inmates, a guard, credible testimony according to this cable. When the prisoners came back, they're now Iraq War veterans, rather than give them any sort of freedom, the Syrian government puts them right back in the cells that they had left. Obviously, they were very unhappy about this. This caused a series of disturbances in July of 2008. The result was the Syrian military surrounds the prison. They send in unarmed cadets, according to the cable, who were then overpowered. And the cable goes on in very descriptive language to talk about how the disgruntled prisoners overpowered these cadets who had batons, took their uniforms, put them on, dressed the prison, cadets in prison garb, marched them up onto the roof of the prison. The Syrian military then shoots its own from the roof. Now, this led to a standoff. The prisoners were in charge of the prison from July until October 2008. They were trading military cadets in exchange for food. And then in December 2008, the Syrians go in with overwhelming force, kill many people, and still until now, as you mentioned, Human Rights and Amnesty International is demanding to find out what happened to all these prisoners who disappeared.